Neil, a terrific performance and three really important points for you.
Three important points, but most of all a brilliant performance from the lads. I thought we were disappointed that we didn't come in at half-time two or three up. I thought we had some really good chances first half, but we stuck at it, and when the chances come in the second half, we've certainly been clinical, and that's been the biggest difference. Great little run now at the moment, but most of all picking up another 3 points at home.
People talk about tempo, and you started at a really high tempo. You really got at them. Even the first 30 seconds, you've had a pop at goal.
Yes, we have. We wanted to start off quickly. They've had a long journey up, and they had a very tough game against Sheffield during the week. So we wanted to start off on the tempo, and we certainly did that. And we made a couple of chances, but didn't take them, but kept that at first half. And it was really pleasing to finish off the game with two goals and win 2-0.
And that little bit of quality, Mark Cullen with the header for the first goal, and then that little bit of class to unlock the defence byline, and just what you'd like to see.
Well, attacking play is very, very good at the moment. We're creating lots of chances, which is excellent, and it's nice to see the two forwards score today. They've been working extremely hard in training, like we have done all season, but they're getting the just rewards now, and they're on a little run, which is excellent, and we must continue that because we're not out of the woods yet.
We can't underplay this win as well, because Southend are pushing at the other end of the table. They're a team that have come up, it's the first season, but they're pushing towards a promotion place. So that's another little confidence boost for the team to turn over a team like Southend.
Well, it is. They're a good team. They've got some good players, and they've had some good results over the last few months. And they're in a position because they've been winning, and they haven't been getting beaten. That's a big scalp for us today. And a super 3 points, but let's move on to the next game now.
And you had to do the scruffy side of the game as well, didn't you? I mean, from my vantage point, it looks like the team have got a real good spirit about them. There's a terrific amount of effort and commitment going in.
Yeah, they certainly have. And, you know, we've put a few things up on the wall. Who's going to be the top scorer? And can we try and keep clean sheets as well? So both ends are working really well at the moment. And they're certainly playing for the shirt. As I say, we're in a good run at the moment. We're keeping clean sheets and we're scoring goals, which is excellent.
And the results around you, I don't personally know how they've gone on this time, but you're not really looking at that, are you? You're just focusing on your own performances at the minute.
We have to focus on our own performances, and if we pick up points, then we'll be fine. I've always said that.
Five games to go. Next week, a week off now, so a good opportunity to give the lads a bit of what will you...
We'll just train as normal. I think, you know, last week we had three games in a week, and give them a couple of days off. So they'll have Sunday off. We'll be in Monday, Tuesday off Wednesday, leading up to more preparation and more hard work and more team pattern play. Leading up for another difficult game against Colchester, who are fighting for their lives.
Yeah, and another opportunity, back-to-back home wins would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be fantastic. It really would. And that's what we're hoping for, and that's what we'll be trying to do.
And it's quite an achievement, actually, Neil, when you think about it. Just what had gone on before this little run, to now go and get 10 points out of 12, that says a lot about how the team have progressed.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll probably keep on saying it until the end of the season. We've had a roller coaster of a ride. We're certainly capable of going on a run, which we have done, and picking up points and scoring goals. And we're certainly... can get defeated in a few games like we have this season. We have to be on our guard, we have to prepare properly, but at the same time show that commitment and tempo and drive and belief that we can win games, and we've just beat a very, very good team in Southend today.
And people talk about the spine of the side, and yours now from Colin Doyle forward to Mark Cullen looks really strong.
It does. It looks really strong. As I say, they're using their brains now. They're learning from their mistakes, which is excellent. And they must continue to do that, because if they switch off, we'll get punished, and we've been punished before.